She has real solutions for real problems. The Real Deal with Barb Marshall. Here's Barb.
I've seen the Lord move mountains, and He wants to do it again. The title of today's show is Impartation by Catherine Kuhlman. Catherine Kuhlman was an American evangelist and successful Christian author. Here are two of her top 30 quotes. Christians today operate very little in the Holy Spirit because of their ignorance concerning the Holy Spirit Himself. She is right on with that. Here is the other one. The greatest power that God has given to any individual is the power of prayer. With me today is Glenn Matthews. He was imparted by Catherine Kuhlman. He used to work for her, and I am amazed. Glenn is my mentor. He works with me every week, and it's an absolute blessing. His stories are out of this world. And what to me is so amazing is, here is a man that his children were kidnapped and taken by his ex-wife for 7 years. While he grew up, his brother got killed by another shooting accident, by a mistake, and it was a full-blown murder, and the murderer got away with it. Mm-hmm. And you hear story after story after story, and many people would get devastated by that, wanted to walk away from everything, but instead of getting in a rut and stuck, Glenn met Catherine Kuhlman, and Glenn mm-hmm. turned his life around and is on fire of Jesus. And I want to share with you about Catherine Kuhlman and about Glenn today and the incredible gift that they're bringing to this world because of what Jesus has done in their life. Glenn, thank you for being on the show.
My pleasure.
Yeah. So tell us a little more about Catherine Kuhlman. When I shared about Catherine last night with my assistant, she had never heard from her before. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Share us a little bit about Catherine.
Well, Catherine was incredible as a mentor. Just very patient, very loving. I just always remember her going over and she'd just tap me gently and say, "It's okay, honey. You don't have to understand it yet, but you will." And so, you know, she was just always very patient with me. And I appreciated that very much. And I had a million questions. Mm-hmm. So I always worried that I was going to overload her with questions. Mm. But she said, "No, just ask all the questions you want." She said, "I would like to answer as many as I know, but I don't know everything." But she said, "You get to know the Holy Spirit. You can ask Him. He knows everything." Mm. And so that was always her challenge to me. You need to build a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. Get to know Him and fall in love with Him.
Wow.
And so that was one of her secrets.
And but you know, Catherine here, you know, Google says it's an evangelist, but there was a lot more to her than that.
Yeah, a lot more to her than that. And she was well known. There were ministers and churches and people all over the world and that she spoke at and ministered at. And I just, I was pleasurable to meet early on in my relationship with her as a businessman also. She said, "Well, you need to meet my friend, Demos Shakarian. He has a ministry called Full Gospel Businessmen's Association, and you would fit right in there." And he's just starting meetings about that. So I got to get introduced to him personally, and that was a lot of fun to meet her friends.
Wow, so you got to meet them all. Now, Catherine, yeah. You were at the conferences that she held where yeah. people got healed, when people fell oh, yeah. over. Last yeah. night I was watching a clip and there is this woman that goes on stage. I missed the beginning of it. And she gets on stage and she just falls over three yeah. times. What yeah. was that all about?
That was being slain in the Holy Spirit is what that's called. And it's just the Holy Spirit just comes and takes over their body. Sometimes we're there in time to catch them, and other times where we weren't there in time, they just fell. And sometimes when we went to catch them, we'd even fall. The power was so strong, it'd just knock us flat too.
Now I'm thinking about this, and I'm trying to see the mind of the viewer right now, thinking, well, mm-hmm. what do you mean, fall over like you're drunk, or what yeah. does it look like, right? What is the purpose of being slain in the Spirit? And well, why would people get down? Nobody likes to fall down in the middle, you know, like that.
No, and my whole t- time with God began almost that way. When I received my call, even to be an apostle, Lester Summerall told me to come up, and he would pray for me and anoint me with oil. I never made it to the front, on my own anyway. And when I stepped out in the aisle to step and go up front, I fell flat on my face.
Wow.
Nobody catching me, nobody holding me up or any. People came back. He had two men come back and pick me up and bring me up there to the stage. And he poured a whole bottle of oil on my head. And,
oh,
and so that was an incredible experience. But that was, and I spent the entire service on the floor. I couldn't move.
And is it the power of God move. Holding you down that moment?
Oh, I was just motionless. I tried to move. I couldn't move. All I could do was open my eyes.
And what is it that the Holy Spirit is accomplishing in you at those moments?
He was causing me to listen to every word that was being spoken. Ah. And I carefully listened to all those words. And then he came at the end of the service, and he reached out his hand, and I was able to reach up and grab it, and he pulled me to my feet.
Wow.
And then finished the prophetic word to me. So,
all right, so
really neat.
Wow. Now with Catherine Kuhlman,
yes.
when I was reading and looking into her story in the past,
yes.
when she learned about salvation and physical healing, that they in yeah. a lot of scriptures in the Bible go together.
They put them together, yeah.
Everything changed for her.
Changed her.
Were you part of that when that happened?
No, I wasn't there when that happened, but I was there as the result of what happened.
And what was that result like?
Oh, it was incredible. I'll just share. I remember her, this is how sensitive she was to the Holy Spirit. I remember having huge audiences out there waiting in the auditorium for her to come out and speak. Mm. And she would be cuddled up in a ball behind a curtain waiting and for the Holy Spirit to come upon her.
Wow.
And she said, we'd go over and ask her, she said, Catherine, the people are waiting for you. She said, oh, you don't want me out there. She
wow.
said, there's nothing in me that would help anybody. But she said, I'm waiting
I
for the Holy Spirit.
I want more of that. Well, did you hear that? You want to stay tuned because you want to hear what's next. We'll be right back.
Barb TV, the stories we bring, the problems we show, the solutions we present are real. They are raw and they are authentic. The stories we share are with real people. Are you struggling? Or do you know someone that has problems? We want you to know that you are not alone. Many can relate. Are you afraid? God wants to give you peace. Do you feel unloved? Know that God loves you. God wants to give you love, peace, joy, and hope. It's all about the real deal. Barb TV wants to share with you its resources, answers, and hope. It is time to not live in a mediocre life, but for you to step into your full potential. God has great plans for you. We have great answers, resources, and hope. BarbTV.org or 855-515-5550.
Here are some more of Catherine Kuhlman's top 30 quotes that we have been talking about. The only limit to the power of Almighty God lies within you and me. Active faith is unquestioning belief, trust, and reliance upon God. Faith can become as real as any of our senses. That's huge.
Yeah.
And then don't let small minds convince you that your dreams are too big. So Glenn, you got to meet Catherine, and I can just hear her in that elegant voice of her talking
yes.
about that
yes.
in a way so powerful with a
yes.
joy and peace all over her
yes.
that you just fell in love with what she presented.
Yes, and it was easy to learn from her mm. because she talked really slow and very explicitly and enunciated, took the time to enunciate words very carefully.
Mm.
And the Holy Spirit worked through her in a very unique way, I think. And it was always neat to see her tap in to that power. And she, when she would show up on the stage, it would be so powerful. And her opening statement was always this in a meeting: "Have you been waiting for me?" And she would move her hand from left to right. And as she moved her hand and said that, you could hear, I could hear bones cracking, literally. I could hear voices talking. I could hear people shrieking. I could hear people saying, "Oh, something happened." You know, and we knew we had to be ready as ushers because people were going to start coming forward. And the stage would just be flooded with people that were being healed right in the audience at that moment. And she said nothing but that. That's all she said.
"Have you been waiting for me?"
And she didn't refer to herself when she said that.
To the Holy Spirit.
She was referring to the Holy Spirit. And he is now present.
Wow.
And when he showed up, everything happened. Everything.
Wow.
I can remember wheeling people out on gurneys that had come been wheeled in on gurneys, and that they were dead.
They were dead.
They were dead. And we were rolling them out in the gurney
like
to the
dead people.
Dead people. To the they were wheeled in, they were alive, but they died right there on the gurney. So we were pushing them out to the coroner's van, and on the way out, we'd be praying for them, and they'd come to life. They'd jump off of there, and it was everything we could do to run in back of them and keep up with them so we could tie their apron and make sure that they weren't so exposed when they ran up on the
stage.
And they'd run up on the stage that way, in their gown, you know, telling her, you know. She says, "Oh, what happened, dear?" And, you know, "Oh, I was dead. I was dead, and now I'm alive." And, you know, just it was just incredible.
Wow.
I watched that happen probably somewhere between 30 and 35 times.
Whoa.
Just
so that
incredible.
Was the Holy Spirit. Now, a little earlier, you were saying she would be rolled up in a ball behind the curtain. How long did the people sometimes have to wait?
Oh, I've watched it happen for an hour and a half and an hour easily many times.
Would people leave then?
Yes. Some people did. They missed out.
Yeah. Wow.
They missed out on the power that did come.
So she knew the difference when it was her own or the Holy Spirit's strength.
Oh, yeah. She didn't ever want to go out there on her own.
Wow.
And we don't want to do that either.
Right.
And that's a good challenge to a lot of ministers that are doing healing right now. You need to be in touch with the Holy Spirit and what he is wanting to do. Even Jesus himself said, the things I say, the things I do are not what I choose to do. It's what I saw and heard in heaven, and I come and I do them here on earth. And so we need to come from that same presence of God.
Right.
And that's what her whole thing with me in mentoring was to get me into the presence of God. She said everything happens there. Everything comes from the presence of God. That's
and
where the Holy Spirit is.
You meet with Jesus. You meet. And
I do.
Tell us, you've told me about it. I know it, but you tell me, it's like, what do you mean he's waiting very impatiently for you to show up? Tell me about, share the viewer a little bit what that's all about.
It's kind of fun. I'm watching the Holy Spirit right now. He's kind of bouncing all over this room right now because he's excited. he's excited we're talking about him. And he's the person of the Godhead that you didn't get to see. He's the invisible force of the Godhead. But he is the one that Jesus left here for us to be our guide, the one that is our comforter, the one that is the amazing Prince of Peace impartation to us that lives right here inside us. Mm. And that's the amazing thing. We don't have to go very far to find the Holy Spirit. It's him always trying to find us. And if we would just get out of the way ourselves and let the Holy Spirit come forth, wonderful things can happen.
Wow. Now, I've heard some big things that you have done. This is exciting. It's just so exciting.
Sure.
I just want to take it all, right? Just
well,
take
go
it
ahead.
All. But I've heard with everything you learned from Catherine Coleman that she actually gave you an impartation because you and she offered it to you.
Yeah.
Benny Hinn got her mantle.
Yeah, that's what you wanted.
And you got the impartation. What was that all about?
Well, she asked me, she said, "Benny Hinn wants my mantle." I said, "Let him have it." I don't want your mantle. And she says, what do you want? I said, I want the relationship that you have with the Holy Spirit. She said, you can indeed have that. Are you ready to walk through the fire?
What did she mean by that?
I didn't know at the time. I wish I had. Oh. But there is fire of refining that we go through in our life. And if you're going to be in a relationship with the Holy Spirit, there is a refining fire that you go through that is unlike anything that you will experience on this planet. God took me through some really tough things, you know, my brother's death.
Right.
A lot of things, even a divorce, even a wife dying. You know, these things in the height of ministry.
That's, but it would be hard
crazy.
For me to believe the refining means how you deal with that?
Yeah, in this world, you will have trials and tribulations.
Right.
These are refining points in your life. These are things that you go through, and you either come out the other end, a better subject, or you sink and say, I'm done.
Wow, that's so true. How can you tap into the fire of the Holy Spirit? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Peace is beautiful. However, finding peace is not always easy. But the result when you get there is life-changing. Are you ready to dream bigger, pray bigger, believe bigger, and live bigger? If you want to break free from dull Christianity and transform to a vibrant, active believer, what are you waiting for? Dare to Believe Big teaches you to believe like never before. It is time to grow, evolve, and expand. Discover four words that can transform your life. Are you ready to build a relationship with God? God has incredible plans for you. It is an exciting opportunity, and you can live each day with a high expectation of what God will do next. Don't wait any longer and sign up for your new free membership. Sign up now and get a free gift at daretobelievebig.com.
More famous quotes by Catherine Coleman are, sometimes I think that we get so involved with doctrine that we lose sight of the Lord Jesus Christ entirely. Mm. And here is the next one, which really kind of relates to Glenn as we're talking. Great sea captains are made in rough waters and deep seas. Now,
yes.
When you are being refined by the Holy Spirit with all this turmoil going on,
yes.
And I know the Holy Spirit didn't cause the turmoil, but it was a refining time for you
right.
as well. What did you learn in your walk with the Holy Spirit through that time?
I learned to trust in Him. And not in men. I had so much outside input from family, friends, and other people that wasn't really very helpful and really wasn't very upbuilding either. And so I just had to trust in what God was saying to me and telling me to do and to just do it. I learned to just do what He tells me. And it's the simplest thing. But it is what works.
Wow.
So in talking about Catherine, I'm just going to share my first assignment with her. She said, Glenn, I would like you to go home. This is your homework assignment. Go home, look in the mirror until you can see Jesus there.
So how long? Because you've given me that assignment. And
yeah.
I am looking in the mirror, and you're staring at yourself, and you're like, that's just creepy. You know, you're just staring at yourself.
That's kind of well I felt.
And I'm working on it, and it's coming, and it even talks about it in the Bible. So how long before you caught on? And what did she want you to do that for?
You know, and I'll let you know the answer to that. It took me 3 months, and I was so frustrated at the end of 3 months. I was just yelling at God. I said, God, I don't get it. I really don't get it. Holy Spirit, what's going on here? And the Holy Spirit said, so you want to see Jesus to me. And I have a working relationship with the Holy Spirit, and He talks with me. And so He talked. He said, you know, so you want to see Jesus? And I said, yes. He said, look deeper. And I thought, well, what does that mean? Right. And so I turned around to look in the mirror, try and figure out what deeper was, and there was Jesus in the mirror, and not me. And I'm going, okay, what changed?
What did you do that moment?
What did I do that moment?
Yeah, did you just...
I thought...
Speechless, or...
Oh, I was kind of excited, because inside I'm going, wow, I got to see Jesus in the mirror. What am I going to... I can go tell Catherine. And, and I got a meeting that night, so I'm going, wow, I can tell her when I see her. And so I searched for her, I found her, and I caught her before everything getting started. And I said, Catherine, guess what? I saw Jesus in the mirror. And I'm thinking, she's going to give me some profound statement. And this is all she said. She says, oh, good, honey. Now everyone can see Jesus in you.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
No.
That is what her reply to me was. And so it caught me off guard. I was thinking, wow, she was going to tell me something really profound, or she's going to give me some great spiritual explanation of this. And no, it's like, now everybody can see Jesus in you.
Right. And I could see that. I could see that.
And you know, that there's a lot to that. I didn't get it at first. It probably took me several years to actually understand
it. I'm still trying to comprehend it. Yeah.
Yeah. And it took me time to understand that. And what I finally figured out is that he says, people need to see the hope of glory that's in you. Jesus is that hope of glory that is in me, and I have it in me, but it's not something that people normally would see. But in the Holy Spirit, when He is present, when you bring the presence of God wherever you go, then that hope of glory is seen. It's very visible, very active, and very pliable to whatever situation that you're in. And so, you know, the Holy Spirit wants to come and meet you. And and He wants you to be able to see Jesus, the hope of glory in you, and to be able to see Jesus in others. If you can't see Him in yourself, it's going to be very hard to see Jesus in others.
I'm going to get back to that mirror again. So, and it sets up, 'cause I just love what you're sharing. Usually I have to contemplate, think, and just work through that hole, you know. But I was so excited to meet with you today, because I have been looking for this mirror thing of yours all over the Bible. And like, how do I do this, you know? Because the staring has done little so far. But then it says, the moment one turns to the Lord with an open heart, this is in 2 Corinthians 3, the veil is lifted and they see. Now, the Lord I am referring to is the Holy Spirit, and wherever He is Lord, there is freedom.
Yes.
We can all draw close to Him with the veil removed from our faces. That's what you're talking about.
That's right. Yeah.
And with no veil, we all become like mirrors who brightly reflect the glory of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh my goodness, it is right here.
Yeah.
We are being transfigured into His very image as we move from one brighter level of glory to another.
Yes.
And the glorious transfiguration comes from the Lord who is the Spirit.
Yes.
Now, you just say, yay, yay, amen, this is the way. And I'm like, I'm going to have to read this 3 more times.
Oh, yeah.
So, but is that what you're talking about?
Yes, that is exactly what I'm talking about. And we need that veil of our flesh lifted so that we can actually see in the Spirit the things of the Spirit. Only the Spirit of God knows the things of the Spirit. Our flesh, our human minds will never comprehend it. We can't put those thoughts together because His thoughts are much higher than our thoughts. His ways are much higher than our ways. If we go by the things that we're taught and what we learn through doctrines and teachings, we'll miss it. The Holy Spirit is the teacher. He's the one that leads us. He's the one that guides us, and He's the one that will get us there.
Wow. Now people are saying, I want the Holy Spirit in my life.
Yeah.
But I don't know how. What would you say to that person?
Invite Him to come in and
Holy
live inside
Spirit,
you.
Holy Spirit, come in?
Yeah. Holy Spirit of God, come in. Dwell inside. Inhabit me. And bring the things of God out of me.
And that's all it needs is one invitation, and the door will fly open because He's already knocking.
He's knocking.
Doesn't it say in Revelation 3, verse 20, see, I knock on the door and anyone who opens...
Yeah.
I'll come in.
I'll come in, sup with him.
Yeah. Exactly, exactly. Yeah. Which means a personal relationship.
That's right.
So what has been the highlight, as we're running out of time, what has been the highlight in your life learning and experiencing Catherine Coleman?
The highlight was that everything that she spoke to me actually happened in my life. Huh. And the you know, if you need healing today, God is here to heal you. He's here to deliver you, to set you free. If you need salvation, He's here to save your soul. And this is what she said, the greatest gift we can get from God is to be saved, to have salvation. And salvation means there's nothing missing, nothing broken. We're whole, we're complete. We're just what God made us to be. And we're restored back to righteousness and right living with God.
Wow, wow.
Yeah, that's what you're after.
That is great. And it's good because I know the difference that it made. Glenn, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
For being on the air, for being my mentor on a weekly basis, for putting up with me, and I want more.
Oh, yeah.
And you might be saying the same thing. I want more. Well, guess what the Holy Spirit is saying? I want to give you more. So we would love to pray with you. We'd love to connect with you. Contact us, 855-515-5550, or go to our website, barbtv.org, where there are great resources. Look at this great bookmark right now that we want to show you, right with a picture of Jesus that has actually been painted by Lynn Lesnaski. You're going to love the next show.
Call us anytime at 855-515-5550.